Cambridge English. Preliminary English Test for Schools. Listening. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh, here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The answer is A. Look at the 3 pictures for question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What did Kieran give Mick as a birthday present?
Did you go to Mick's birthday party on Saturday, Kieran?
Yeah, his 16th. You couldn't come, could you? He had about 40 guests and a huge cake. It was brilliant.
Cool. Did Mick get many presents?
Yeah, quite a few. I was going to get him a bike helmet, but then he told me he was already getting one from his parents, so I just brought along a card. I'll get him something another time. Anyway, he enjoyed his birthday, and that's what counts.
Oh, it's a shame I couldn't go.
Now listen again.
Did you go to Mick's birthday party on Saturday, Kieran?
Yeah, his 16th. You couldn't come, could you? He had about 40 guests and a huge cake. It was brilliant.
Cool. Did Mick get many presents?
Yeah, quite a few. I was going to get him a bike helmet, but then he told me he was already getting one from his parents, so I just brought along a card. I'll get him something another time. Anyway, he enjoyed his birthday, and that's what counts.
Oh, it's a shame I couldn't go.
Two. Which picture is the girl describing?
Who are these guys in the picture with you? They look like twins.
That's because they are. They're my cousins, John and David. This picture was taken last time I saw them.
So, how can you tell the difference? Is one taller than the other, or anything like that?
Well, there's not really any obvious difference, except their voices, which are totally different. John's is deeper, but somehow, I don't know, I always know which one is which. Maybe because I've known them all my life.
Right, I see.
Now listen again.
Who are these guys in the picture with you? They look like twins.
That's because they are. They're my cousins, John and David. This picture was taken last time I saw them.
So, how can you tell the difference? Is one taller than the other, or anything like that?
Well, there's not really any obvious difference, except their voices, which are totally different. John's is deeper, but somehow, I don't know, I always know which one is which. Maybe because I've known them all my life.
Right, I see.
Three. What subject is the teacher teaching?
Right, everybody, I've got a question for you and I want you to concentrate. There's a town. Here's a picture of it in the north of Scotland and it's got these three famous buildings which are shown here. Anyway, what is the average age of these buildings? The church was completed in 1580, the museum was built in 1921 and the bridge in 1794. Right, well, let's see if you can work that out. I'll give you 1 minute. Discuss your answers in groups when you're ready.
Now listen again.
Right, everybody, I've got a question for you and I want you to concentrate. There's a town. Here's a picture of it in the north of Scotland and it's got these three famous buildings which are shown here. Anyway, what is the average age of these buildings? The church was completed in 1580, the museum was built in 1921, and the bridge in 1794. Right, well, let's see if you can work that out. I'll give you 1 minute. Discuss your answers in groups when you're ready.
Four. What sport are the girls going to play?
Do you fancy a game this afternoon? I want to try out my new racket.
Well, I don't think the nets are up yet, and it looks a bit wet outside, so... I don't know. It's not really ideal weather, is it?
That's not a problem. We can play on the indoor court. It's free if you're a member of the sports club.
Of course, and you are, aren't you? OK, can you make sure you remember the balls this time? Shall we meet on the court? 3 o'clock?
Now listen again.
Do you fancy a game this afternoon? I want to try out my new racket.
Well, I don't think the nets are up yet, and it looks a bit wet outside, so... I don't know. It's not really ideal weather, is it?
That's not a problem. We can play on the indoor court. It's free if you're a member of the sports club.
Of course, and you are, aren't you? OK, can you make sure you remember the balls this time? Shall we meet on the court? 3 o'clock?
Five. Which picture shows Jake now?
Hi, Jake. I heard you had a bad fall off your skateboard. Are you okay?
Well, not great. I didn't realise I'd broken my ankle.
Oh, no!
The only thing I noticed was my arm because it was bleeding. So I went to hospital and they put a bandage on it. They did some tests and discovered about my ankle. The nurses were great, though.
And can you walk okay?
Not without sticks, I'm afraid. It'll be a while before I'm back on my skateboard. Still, everybody's given me lots of attention.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jake. I heard you had a bad fall off your skateboard. Are you okay?
Well, not great. I didn't realise I'd broken my ankle.
Oh, no!
The only thing I noticed was my arm because it was bleeding. So I went to hospital and they put a bandage on it. They did some tests and discovered about my ankle. The nurses were great, though.
And can you walk okay?
Not without sticks, I'm afraid. It'll be a while before I'm back on my skateboard. Still, everybody's given me lots of attention.
Six. What is Sally going to wear to the party?
So, Sally, what are you going to wear to the party?
Well, I thought about wearing that smart new red dress, you know, that long one.
Yeah, but the invitation just said casual, didn't it? You should wear your black wool skirt and that striped blouse you've got.
What about just jeans and a sweatshirt? That's what I wore last time and some people were wearing the same sort of thing. Oh, actually, maybe that's too casual. Yes, you know what? I think you're right. I'm going to take your advice.
Now listen again.
So, Sally, what are you going to wear to the party?
Well, I thought about wearing that smart new red dress, you know, that long one.
Yeah, but the invitation just said casual, didn't it? You should wear your black wool skirt and that striped blouse you've got.
What about just jeans and a sweatshirt? That's what I wore last time, and some people were wearing the same sort of thing. Oh, actually, maybe that's too casual. Yes, you know what? I think you're right. I'm going to take your advice.
Seven. How did the girl and her family travel to Brightland?
How was your holiday in Brightland?
Great! It was a lovely island. Mum and Dad enjoyed it too. It was our first time there.
Did you fly?
Well, the original plan was to get a sea crossing and just put the car on the ferry. But it turned out that cost more, so we ended up going by air, and then we hired a car when we got there. Driving around is the best way to see as much as you can. Mum and Dad want to go back next year.
Now listen again.
How was your holiday in Brightland?
Great! It was a lovely island. Mum and Dad enjoyed it too. It was our first time there.
Did you fly?
Well, the original plan was to get a sea crossing and just put the car on the ferry. But it turned out that cost more, so we ended up going by air, and then we hired a car when we got there. Driving around is the best way to see as much as you can. Mum and Dad want to go back next year.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a professional photographer called Karen giving a talk at a school. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to tell you a bit about what it's like to be a professional photographer. I got into photography at the age of 12, and at the time I hardly realised it could be something you do to earn money. I was interested in painting, drawing, everything like that, so for me it was just another way to be creative. I borrowed a camera from my dad, which he rarely used, but I don't think he expected me to be any good. So what kind of work does a professional photographer do? Plenty of it is photographing weddings. It takes patience to get the right pictures, but it's enjoyable. With sports photography, timing is all important, and I've had a lot of success. I'm now doing more work for advertising, and it's been incredibly challenging trying to be original. As a photographer, you find your career's always changing. You might expect that I spend most of my time out taking photos. Well, I wish I did, but people don't realise how many hours are spent on the PC, selecting and improving pictures. There's also arranging contracts and dealing with payments. That's a huge job. Though I have an assistant who does all that for me now. It makes my life so much easier as organising things can take up so much time. People often ask me what I enjoy most. I always like to show my pictures to whoever's paying me as soon as I can, and nothing beats seeing the smile on their face when they see a picture they really like. And that makes all those long journeys worth it, as I do have to travel a lot in this profession. My next goal is to get my photos into the top magazines. That would be brilliant. Now I often get asked about the design of websites for photographers. I think it's important to avoid making the screen look too busy with all your latest pictures in one place. Only include as much information as you really need to, so people concentrate on the picture itself. For young people like yourselves, I'm sure you're always taking photos with your camera phones or whatever, and probably put them on your favourite websites. These sites have really changed the nature of photography as a hobby, because rather than joining a club, you can read the comments from others, see what they like and why. I think that can help you achieve the right results.
Now listen again.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to tell you a bit about what it's like to be a professional photographer. I got into photography at the age of 12, and at the time I hardly realised it could be something you do to earn money. I was interested in painting, drawing, everything like that, so for me it was just another way to be creative. I borrowed a camera from my dad, which he rarely used, but I don't think he expected me to be any good. So what kind of work does a professional photographer do? Plenty of it is photographing weddings. It takes patience to get the right pictures, but it's enjoyable. With sports photography, timing is all important, and I've had a lot of success. I'm now doing more work for advertising, and it's been incredibly challenging trying to be original. As a photographer, you find your career's always changing. You might expect that I spend most of my time out taking photos. Well, I wish I did, but people don't realise how many hours are spent on the PC, selecting and improving pictures. There's also arranging contracts and dealing with payments. That's a huge job, though I have an assistant who does all that for me now. It makes my life so much easier, as organising things can take up so much time. People often ask me what I enjoy most. I always like to show my pictures to whoever's paying me as soon as I can, and nothing beats seeing the smile on their face when they see a picture they really like. And that makes all those long journeys worth it, as I do have to travel a lot in this profession. My next goal is to get my photos into the top magazines. That would be brilliant. Now I often get asked about the design of websites for photographers. I think it's important to avoid making the screen look too busy with all your latest pictures in one place. Only include as much information as you really need to, so people concentrate on the picture itself. For young people like yourselves, I'm sure you're always taking photos with your camera phones or whatever, and probably put them on your favourite websites. These sites have really changed the nature of photography as a hobby, because rather than joining a club, you can read the comments from others, see what they like and why. I think that can help you achieve the right results.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a recorded message about the Bristol Music Centre. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Thank you for calling the Bristol Music Centre. We're closed now, but please listen to the following general information about the centre. If you're into music or you're interested in learning an instrument, then the Bristol Music Centre has something for you. We're offering a range of courses at the moment, from guitar lessons to one on how jazz developed last century. And look out for learning how a traditional orchestra works. More details on that one will be on their way soon. We also provide training to prepare you for careers in the music industry. Cliff Branson, who's worked as a producer for many bands in the Bristol area, is running a course on what it takes to become a top DJ, which Cliff also did for many years, as well as being a drummer in a local band. Lots of top bands from Bristol and the area played their first concert at the centre. Your band can too. All it costs is £70 for the evening, apart from Saturday, when it's £85. And there's room for up to 100 guests. And if you are in a band, you can come in and receive help and advice about practical issues, like booking concerts and so on. And there's also a studio you can rent to make recordings, although you will have to bring your own sound engineer. Visit our website to view videos of concerts at the centre, read reviews, and much more. For specific inquiries, you can email our information manager, Jenny Wilkie, on jwilkie@musiccentre.com. That's jwilkie@musiccentre.com. You can also telephone. To inquire about courses, call 0117 490 322. Opening hours are 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Now listen again.
Thank you for calling the Bristol Music Centre. We're closed now, but please listen to the following general information about the centre. If you're into music or you're interested in learning an instrument, then the Bristol Music Centre has something for you. We're offering a range of courses at the moment, from guitar lessons to one on how jazz developed last century. And look out for learning how a traditional orchestra works. More details on that one will be on their way soon. We also provide training to prepare you for careers in the music industry. Cliff Branson, who's worked as a producer for many bands in the Bristol area, is running a course on what it takes to become a top DJ, which Cliff also did for many years, as well as being a drummer in a local band. Lots of top bands from Bristol and the area played their first concert at the centre. Your band can too. All it costs is £70 for the evening, apart from Saturday, when it's £85. And there's room for up to 100 guests. And if you are in a band, you can come in and receive help and advice about practical issues, like booking concerts and so on. And there's also a studio you can rent to make recordings, although you will have to bring your own sound engineer. Visit our website to view videos of concerts at the centre, read reviews, and much more. For specific inquiries, you can email our information manager, Jenny Wilkie, on jwilkie@musiccentre.com. That's jwilkie@musiccentre.com. You can also telephone. To inquire about courses, call 0117 490 322. Opening hours are 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a boy called Jim and his sister Liz talking about housework. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey, Liz, I'm going to give Mum a hand cleaning the kitchen later.
I'm impressed, Jim. You never used to do much round the house.
Maybe, but we should all help out when we can. I've got time during the school holidays for things like that, so why not?
I think Dad could do more.
Maybe he doesn't do much, but he gets home from work late, always exhausted, so the amount he does seems reasonable enough.
But Mum's always doing something. If she's not cleaning the bathroom, she's ironing.
I know, she's at it every day.
But we iron our school uniforms and Dad does his work clothes. I don't see the point of her doing sheets and towels as well.
Well, if she didn't iron all the duvet covers and stuff, the house wouldn't look so tidy, would it?
I hope when we're older, there'll be a machine or robot for that.
Like dishwashers, just switch it on and it's all done for you.
Exactly. Although with those, by the time you've filled it up, then opened it afterwards and put all the stuff away, you might as well just wash up the old way.
What? Come on, I can't imagine you standing at the sink washing up by hand for hours and hours.
Not as bad as cleaning the fridge, though. That's not what I'd call fun.
It's a good way to earn pocket money, but I can't stand doing it. It takes ages to get rid of the ice, even if Mum and Dad look pleased afterwards.
I suppose.
Your bedroom's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but so's yours.
True, but I mean, I really like the rest of the house being tidy. My own room's different. I don't see a problem with having stuff all over the floor. I know where everything is. It feels like my space.
Now listen again.
Hey, Liz, I'm going to give Mum a hand cleaning the kitchen later.
I'm impressed, Jim. You never used to do much round the house.
Maybe, but we should all help out when we can. I've got time during the school holidays for things like that, so why not?
I think Dad could do more.
Maybe he doesn't do much, but he gets home from work late, always exhausted, so the amount he does seems reasonable enough.
But Mum's always doing something. If she's not cleaning the bathroom, she's ironing.
I know, she's at it every day.
But we iron our school uniforms and Dad does his work clothes. I don't see the point of her doing sheets and towels as well.
Well, if she didn't iron all the duvet covers and stuff, the house wouldn't look so tidy, would it?
I hope when we're older, there'll be a machine or robot for that.
Like dishwashers, just switch it on and it's all done for you.
Exactly. Although with those, by the time you've filled it up, then opened it afterwards and put all the stuff away, you might as well just wash up the old way.
What? Come on, I can't imagine you standing at the sink washing up by hand for hours and hours.
Not as bad as cleaning the fridge, though. That's not what I'd call fun.
It's a good way to earn pocket money, but I can't stand doing it. It takes ages to get rid of the ice, even if Mum and Dad look pleased afterwards.
I suppose.
Your bedroom's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but so's yours.
True. But, I mean, I really like the rest of the house being tidy. My own room's different. I don't see a problem with having stuff all over the floor. I know where everything is. It feels like my space.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.